Mass Mocha is growing out of its teenage years and into its expanded campus in North Adams, Massachusetts. WAMC has more on the recent announcement of the Cultural Destination's winter and spring programming. Bon Iver performing March 24th and 25th is expected to be a perfect fit for Mass Mocha. The former Arnold Printworks and later Sprague Electric Company complex is now one of the largest centers of contemporary visual art and performing arts in the country. And big names are what members have come to expect. The Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art rapidly expanded after its doors opened in 1999. Its original 19 galleries and 100,000 square feet of exhibition space ballooned in 2008 with the opening of Building 7, and again in 2017 with the renovation of Building 6. The campus now includes 250,000 square feet of gallery space, 200,000 square feet of rental space, and 150,000 square feet of performance space. But North Adams Mayor Richard Alkenbright says it wasn't an easy climb.
Mocha had its growing pains. Let's face it. Their first 10 years, 12 years, they weren't making money. They were struggling. They were trying to find their own way and be their own thing.
Now, Mass Mocha is an arts and cultural titan in the region. In 2006, Williams College economist Stephen Shepard predicted the museum's regional economic impact would exceed $20 million. By 2007, the actual economic impact was $24 million, and in 2015, $34.4 million, according to later studies by Shepard. More than 30 businesses with about 300 employees rent space at the Mass Mocha campus in the heart of downtown North Adams. Again, Mayor Alkenbright.
Now that they have found their way, I think they're strong, committed community partners.
Mass Mocha is unusual, I think, in that we often do what we say we're going to do in those plans and achieve quite a few of the markers that we lay out for themselves, and they're often not without, you know, far reach and ambition.
Mass Mocha is taking another look at its strategic plan for the next 5 years. Moving forward, Executive Director Joe Thompson says the museum is taking a step in a different direction in 2018.
The last couple the last 10 years have been very focused on growing into this complex, adding footprint, adding program, adding capacity, discovering all the nooks and crannies and courtyards. It's not going to be like that the next 5 years. That's one of our big findings, is we're going to spend time kind of settling in to what we do, and we're really looking forward to that.
Thompson says that will mean building on many of the beloved popular programs the cultural institution is known for. The High Mud Comedy Festival returns March 16th and 17th, headlined by Mike Birbiglia of Sleepwalk With Me fame. The annual documentary series kicks off March 29th with True Convictions.
In 1997, Christopher Scott was convicted of capital murder.
In accordance with the Court of Criminal Appeals opinion, this court finds you actually innocent of these offenses. Today, you are a free man.
Scott says priority number one is helping others who've been falsely accused.
I started my own organization. We read their cases, we work their cases, and we try to get them out of prison.
Artists scheduled for 2018 include Natasha Bowden, January 13th, Rachel Howard, February 17th, and Allison Janae Hamilton, March 25th. Upcoming performances by Policia Stargaze, February 15th, Godspeed You, Black Emperor, March 10th.
It's a dance, we know the moves.
And Scylla Vanesso, March 31st. As well as smaller, more intimate performances on the Third Floor Club by Sin Kane, February 24th, North Adams native CJ Field, March 3rd, and Trio Dakali, April 14th. There's more information about Mass Mocha's winter and spring season at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC News' Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I am J.D. Allen.